People can stay out of the Groucho Club and let decent folk get to the bar. Why doesn't all the money go to the writer? I hear you, and indeed myself, asking. Well, maybe it will, if he's happy just to drop his words into the digital ocean in the hope that someone out there will find it. But like any ocean, the digital one has streams and eddies and currents, and publishers will quickly have a role finding good material to draw into those currents, where readers will naturally be streaming through looking for stuff, which is more or less what they do at the moment. The difference will lie in the responsiveness of the market, the speed with which those streams will shift and surge, and the way in which power and control will shift to those who are actually contributing something useful rather than just having lunch. The thing we leave out of the model is, essentially, just a lot of dead wood. Independent on Sunday. Time travel. Time travel? I believe there are people regularly travelling back from the future and interfering with our lives on a daily basis. The evidence is all around us. I'm talking about every time we make an insurance claim, we discover that somehow, mysteriously, the exact thing we're claiming for is now precisely excluded in your policy. Turncoat. I'm often asked if I'm not a bit of a turncoat. 20 years, help, ago, in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, I made my reputation making fun of science and technology, depressed robots, uncooperative lifts, doors with ludicrously overdesigned user interfaces, what's wrong with just pushing them, and so on. Now I seem to have become one of technology's chief advocates, as is apparent from my recent series on Radio 4, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Future. I wish we hadn't ended up with that title, incidentally, but sometimes events have a momentum of their own. Two things. First of all, I wonder if we don't have too much comedy these days. When I was a kid, I used to hide under the bedclothes with an old radio I'd got from a jumble sale and listen enraptured to Beyond Our Ken, Hancock, The Navy Lark, even The Clitheroe Kid. Anything that made me laugh. It was like showers and rainbows in the desert. And then there was I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again, and a few short years later, the full glories of Monty Python. The thing about Python that hit me like a thunderbolt, and I really don't give a toss if this ends up in Sued's corner, was that comedy was a medium in which extremely intelligent people could express things that simply couldn't be expressed any other way. From where I was sitting in my boarding school in deepest Essex, it was a thrilling beacon of light. It's curious to me that the Pythons came along just as those other great igniters of a young imagination, the Beatles, were fading. There was a sense of a baton being passed. I think George Harrison once said something similar. But nowadays everybody's a comedian, even the weather girls and continuity announcers. We laugh at everything. Not intelligently anymore, not with sudden shock, a